Groovy OJ all the way.
Two Lebanese were killed today in Israeli strikes on southern Beirut. Heavy fighting is reported between the Sudanese army and RSF paramilitaries in Blue Nile State near the Ethiopian border. The RSF and allied factions are reported to be advancing and since Sunday have launched multiple assaults around the strategic town of Kormuz. The Sudanese army has accused Ethiopia of assisting the RSF. Addis Ababa has urged its citizens to leave the area.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
The Chipolopolo have been drawn against the Flames of Malawi in the Mukuru Four Nations tournament set for Botswana. During the draws conducted in Johannesburg this afternoon, the Chipolopolo will square off with Malawi on March 28th at Obed Itani Chirume Stadium, while the host Botswana will take on the Warriors of Zimbabwe. Winners of the two matches will square off in the final on March 31st, while the losers will face off in the third and fourth match on the same day. The sports item brings us now to a recap of the top stories. Marcor Resources has disclosed plans to invest $3 million between now and the end of the year in its greenfield projects aimed at contributing to copper production in the country. The Zambia Statistics Agency has announced that Zambia produced 3.9 million metric tons of maize during the 2024-2025 farming season, surpassing the target of 3.6 million metric tons. Namibia has rejected an application by Elon Musk-owned Starlink for a license to provide satellite internet services in the country, dealing the company a second setback in southern Africa. Thank you so much for listening to the Evening Bulletin. I'm Keturah Mtonga. Do stay tuned. Coming up next is Radio After 6.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
Hot FM, the heat is on.
Living a lie. It's okay, baby, 'cause in time you will find. You were moving on out, on out. Maybe I should do the same.
Maybe I should do the same.
Funny thing about that is I was ready to give you my name. Thought it was me and you, baby. And now it's all just a shame that I guess I was wrong.
Whether it's a business trip or further studies, ensure your peace of mind with travel insurance from Swan. Swan Travel Insurance provides comprehensive coverage for you and your family, offering protection against unexpected medical expenses, travel delays, cancellations, delayed baggage, personal accidents, and more 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Terms and conditions apply. Don't let unforeseen events ruin your trip. With our reliable and affordable travel insurance plans, you can focus on enjoying your holidays or business trips knowing that we've got you covered. Contact us today on 0957-673-070 or visit any of our offices in Lusaka, Kitwe, Chingola and Livingston. Follow us on social media at Swan Insurance Zambia or visit our website swanforlife.co.zm for more information.
For you, for them, for life. Swan for life.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every